Hello, I'm Kiff Kiker, pastor of Booms Creek Baptist Church. We're so excited having you with us today. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I hope you'll discover that today, that you'll be uplifted and encouraged as we praise the Lord together. Glad you're here and you're glad that he lives. Say amen.
Amen.
Top of the morning to you. Well, happy Resurrection Sunday. This is a good time. This is a great time to see families meeting together. Just appreciate everybody coming. Guys, get some guest cards back there. Ballpoint pen, please, quickly. Come up with us there. And we're going to go here. If you're the first time, you've never filled out a guest card. Booms Creek Baptist Church. We'd just like to have a record of your attendance. We'll pray for you. And appreciate you being here today. An exciting morning to look forward to. No services tonight. This morning is going to make up for it. We're going to ask now if you just be kindness. If you're here, you've never filled out a card, lift your hand, please. Just let us give you a ballpoint pen. Got some young people right up here from Ted, and you can keep the ballpoint pen. That's a souvenir, memento of your visit with us this morning. We hope that you enjoy every bit of the service, the good singing. Our music director, Tim Page, he all does an outstanding job. We appreciate our musicians. We appreciate all of you that are here. And you're going to hear special music today. Looking forward to that. It's going to be exciting, exciting, exciting. Everybody here, this is your first time. Would you lift your hand this place? Praise the Lord. Okay, let's get one. Let's get away. Get to calling names because we'll leave somebody out if we do. So we're just so proud and thankful that you chose to be here this morning. And Brother Tim, what do we got next? The announcements of them. That's my entire official announcement. Announcement? That's right.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That's my former wife. Hey, David Morlock, what a blessing it is.
Amen.
I've been praying many prayers for David there, and we'll continue to remember you, David. Great to see you this morning. Don't forget about Randy Armstrong Easter offering. Our church goal is $4,000. Today we've received $1,180. So don't forget about that. Missions is one of the greatest opportunities we have to reach and outreach in our communities, in our state, and in our world. So thank you all for participating and helping with the children. Easter egg hunt Wednesday night to help make it successful. John David said he really appreciated everyone for helping him there. Also, we're still needing a teacher for grades 1, 2, and 3. So be praying about that. Attention, ladies, there is a spring luncheon coming in April. So that's a surprise. So, ladies, y'all just keep thinking. We'll give you a date now. We want you to be thinking about that. Also, don't forget the Decision America 2016 tour with Franklin Graham. That's a prayer rally down in Nashville. May the 3rd, 12 to 1 p.m. Also, don't forget about Vacation Bible School. If you're not praying for it now, let me just challenge you to begin praying for Vacation Bible School. 25% of all new conversions are going to come out of Vacation Bible School in SBC. One of the greatest outreach ministries we have here. Be much in prayer for that. Finding the truth below the surface. So let Mary Langwell know she's in search of help. See Mary if you're willing to help, and she'll probably come to you. But also coming in July, man, we're going to the main event down in Nashville. Still got the sign-up sheet out there, so continue to think about that. This coming Saturday, April 2nd at 8 a.m., this will be our first care day. We'll be kicking that off. Richard, do you want to say anything about that, or do we...
Yeah, I'm speaking for the car care. I do have some openings left for oil changes. If anybody needs one, let me know.
All right, so keep that in prayer. So if you've got a need there, get with Richard. He's got a couple openings for oil changes. So one of the greatest things we can do is help reach our community here through our outreach. Also, next Sunday, April 3rd, also be our missions. We'll be meeting at 5:30. Any other announcements need to be made? I missed anything. All right, well, let's stand. Let's sing our offertory hymn this morning. Actually, I'm out of sequence. I'm sorry, y'all. I knew I should have done that little skit about the announcement thing.
Y'all work with me.
I don't know if I'm blaming it on one eye or not. We'll try. That's kind of getting old. I think I've drug that thing about as far as I can. This morning, choir's going to sing a song. And it truly is why that we celebrate why there's over 2 billion Christians in the world today. Remember, the crucifixion did not wipe Christ away from history. Because the resurrection, we still talk about that story today. And it is finished. what makes Christianity so great. We serve a risen Savior.
Yes.
You can walk past the tomb of Buddha. You can walk past the tomb of Muhammad, and they're still there.
That's right.
I can tell you this morning, Jesus Christ is not there.
Amen.
He is on the right-hand side of the throne. We're going to sing about this morning. Let's stand and sing. Great Easter hymn, Low in the Grave He Lay, page 160.
Thank you.
your granddaughter. I'll let you look and see for the smile on Jim there. The grandpa, he's got the grandpa smile there, but she's the granddaughter of Jim and Betty Green. Emily, come bless her heart with a couple of songs.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me this morning and for allowing me to share these two songs with you. The first one is actually an old favorite. I've been singing it every Easter since I was a little girl. And the second one is actually, it's really beautiful, a little bit more modern than I happened upon last year, but both of them just share the glorious message that He is risen. So again, thank you for having me this morning.
Every fear I'd ever had melted.
to move the stone, to bless the sin with oil and spice and anointing. Hallelujah.
Heard today is that he came out of that tomb. at the appointed time. So I'm going to think about that. Because he lives. I appreciate that song, don't you?
Wow.
There is where all our hopes are centered, both in this world and in the world to come. It's the resurrection. It's the backbone of the Christian faith. And so we're going to look at some blessings that belong to us as believers. And if you haven't believed in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it's a good time to do it.
Amen.
Today's the day of salvation for you. Number one, we can know and experience God's wonderful salvation. That's the first lesson we can think about. We can know and experience Jesus Christ is our Savior and He's our Lord. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It says we believe in our heart, that's the private part. Confess with our mouth, that's the public part. And so thou shalt be saved. Faith and belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ is essential. Now, over at the ETSU, BSU once, there was a leader that made a statement that you didn't have to believe in the resurrection to go to heaven. Didn't have to believe it. But folks, we had a little meeting over there with other pastors. And I remember what Maurice Quillen, the pastor at that time, said. He said, that's what I've based my 30 years of ministry on. It's the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so I hope that was said. So the gospel isn't a completed gospel without the resurrection of
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus was buried. Hallelujah. And Jesus came alive. He walked out of that grave.
Amen.
He's alive and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. Thank God for that. And so it's a part of the saving gospel. Now, salvation is not just, you know, glory to God, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, that's all there is to do. No, wrong. Because, folks, God has much for us to do. It's to be a lifelong learning experience. Being a Christian, there's things that we need to know, things that we need to learn, Brother Bud Faith. Thank God for his ministry with putting the Sunday school commentary on the website.
Amen.
We can learn from that. He helps, like last Sunday, he came in with 50 reasons why that we're saved for eternity and why that we can't lose. Thank God for that hope and for people like that that helps us along the way. You know, we need to memorize Scripture. One of the greatest things that ever happened, Brother David, to me one time, was we had Scripture memorization in our church, and there was a little booklet that had Scriptures to memorize. We had an accountability part, and we quote the Scriptures to one another. And so we need to learn the Word, right? This is what's going to stand. This is what we need more than anything else, is to hide the Word of God away in our heart that we may not sin against God. Bible reading, we've got the little booklet, Open Windows. And in that is a plan where we can read the Bible through in a year. So there's those that wants to help us to grow. The Bible says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Norma Newland's here today. She gave me her dad's library, who's gone to heaven. People wants to help us here at this church to know more about Jesus. I remember Bobby Slayton talking about a preacher one time and said, we'd sing that song, you know, I want to know more about my Jesus than don't show up on Sunday night. I tell you, we need to work out our salvation, as the Bible says, with fear and trembling, so we can know and experience the wonderful salvation. Salvation is not the end. If it's the end, it's the front end, because it's to be to erect a superstructure of Christian learning, knowing the book, knowing God's plan for our life. And so we can know and experience God's salvation because of the resurrection. That's one of the blessed benefits that we as Christians have. Isn't it wonderful? Say amen.
Amen.
And number two, because he lives, we have the joy of forgiveness of sin. Aren't you thankful he forgives sin? You know, 1 Corinthians 15 is a resurrection chapter of the Bible. And it says in verse 15 that if Christ be not risen, then our faith is in vain and we're still in our sin. But thank God He forgives sin if we confess our sins. He's faithful.
Amen.
And he has to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Christians are so. 1 John is written primarily to the Christian. And it says if, that is, it's optional. We don't have to. But it says if we, Christians, he's writing to the people of God. He said if we confess, that is to see our sin the same way God sees it. If we confess our sins, he, God, is faithful and just. I've never found him unjust. He's faithful. I've never found him unfaithful. Faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. No matter what we've done, we have forgiveness of sin. Thank God, the Lord's resurrection is essential to the forgiveness of sin. Christians aren't perfect. They're just forgiven, aren't they? James Mayfield called me this week, and we were talking about the song, One Day. That's one of my favorite hymns in the hymn book. One Day. And that just covers it all, it seems. It talks about, the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection, the coming again of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. J. Wilbur Chapman wrote that song. And we were talking about the chorus of that song. And he said his little girl, Rachel Navigator, would be driving, as they're driving along, they'd be singing that song. Thank God for Christian families. Thank God for Christian homes. And that chorus, after the verses, it says, living he loved, dying he saved, buried he carried, my sins far away, rising he justified, freely forever. One day is coming.
Oh, glorious day.
Isn't that a wonderful song?
Amen.
Living he loved, dying he saved, buried he carried, my sins far away. Like that old scapegoat, the sins of the people was put on that scapegoat. He was turned loose and went through the wilderness. And that's just saying, gone. Praise God, my sins are gone, buried in the deepest sea, and that's good enough for me, and I shall live eternally. Praise God, my sins are gone. Forgiveness of sin because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for that. You know, I get tired of my own imperfections, don't you? There's no super saints in this room. We're just people saved by the grace of God, kept by the power of God. Thank God. It's all because of you. It's all because of the resurrection. Carol and I don't put ourselves up as perfect people. Certainly not. Bud, do you have to put yourself up as perfect? No. There's nobody in this building can say they're perfect.
Amen.
Except through knowing Jesus. Thank God he covers our sins. He cleanses us. All of our sins. Amen. All of our iniquities. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Thank you, Heavenly, for those beautiful words. And then, we have the power by and through the resurrection of Jesus Christ to live the Christian life. To live. You know, God doesn't just save us, put us in a foot race with the devil and say, I hope you make out. I hope you come out. No. No, he makes a way for us to live the Christian life.
Amen.
David, John David. Not John Mark, but John David. Have a little private joke going on back there. That happened again this morning in our Sunday school class. We thank God for this day that we can live for Christ. Listen to what the Bible says about the power of God. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 1, that he's declared to be the Son of God by the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's declared to be the Son of God. And so we have power. Philippians tells us, chapter 3, verse 10, Paul speaking, he said, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection.
Amen.
And we have that power residing in us if we're Christians. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that comes. Jesus arose from the grave. He was raised that he might live in you, that he might live in me. Hallelujah. There's never been a greater demonstration of the miraculous power of God than when Jesus walked out of that grave alive. There's a young person lives in our community down here on Gatewood Drive. Her name is Sarah White. And to see some of the things that she puts on Facebook, she wants to be a missionary. She graduates from Science Hill. Anybody here go to Science Hill? Yeah. And you may know Sarah White. But anyway, she is hoping to go to Carson Union. And she writes some of the most beautiful things. And here's what she said about this verse, the title, that I might know him. She says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, fellowship with his sharing and his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained all this, let's quote the word of Paul here, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Amen. May we not just get through the day today, but may we find the blood of Christ, the one who gave his. He has overcome, she writes on Facebook. Praise God for young people like this. Thank God. Thank God we've got some that's serving the Lord, some that's working for the Lord, some that has a glorious, super, wonderful, indescribable future. Why? Because they put Jesus first, seek him first, his kingdom, his righteousness, and all of this shall be recommended. All this. Thank God I'd recommend him today, wouldn't you?
Amen.
Serve him. Give your heart to Jesus when you're young. Dwight L. Moody used to tell young people that. He'd say, give your heart to Jesus. He can do more with you than you can do yourself. Thank God. Thank God for that. We have the pie. We have the pie. We had the black church over there. Congregation once, Danny, I went over there and I got to preach. Boy, did I love that in the black church that moment. But they sang a song, Tim, the choir did. He's got the pie. He's got the pie. Boy, they just kept, he's got the pie. Boy, I tell you, I was about to run. Talking about he's got the power. He's got the power. And he does. So we have that through the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then fourthly, the resurrection is a sign that Jesus will judge the world in righteousness. He'll judge the world in righteousness. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter, get it here. So it's here. Acts 17:31. Put that up, if you would. Acts 17:31. Guys, please. Acts 17:31. Because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he was raised from the dead. He's going to set this thing straight. Did you know? He's going to clean up this mess. There's coming a judgment day. The Bible says, shall not the God of all the earth do right? He's going to do what's right. Genesis 18:25. Today he wants to be our Savior. Tomorrow he may be. He set a day that men and women shall stand before him and the judgment. We don't maybe want to think about judgment.
No.
But it's in the Bible, isn't it? Yeah. You know, he's going to judge the crooked politicians. He's going to judge the unisex crowd, the baby killers, the rapists, those causing controversy in churches, gossipers. He's going to judge. He's going to have the last word. Amen?
Amen.
He's going to settle. You know, like the ball, you know, sports, they have rivals, you know, and they'll say, they settle the score. Well, God's going to do that one of these days. He's going to set this old world right. I'm looking at it, aren't you?
Amen.
My wife and I was talking this week, and I related to a lady here this morning that my mom and dad has gone to heaven. And I said, aren't we glad that they don't have to go through things that's happening now. My goodness. But there's going to be a great day. And it's all because that Jesus, he's alive and in good health today.
Amen.
He's not a God of the dead, but a God of the living.
Amen.
And so there are blessings that we have. There's benefits that we have. Thank God that Christian life is not the absence of problems, but the addition of God's power to meet those problems. Aren't you glad we have one like this? He's alive in me right now.
Amen.
The Bible says,
"But
know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which you have of God, but you're not your own, but you're bought with Christ. He lives in you if you're a Christian."
Amen.
So it seems that there's no fear of God in this country today, America, in the hearts and minds of people. But the Bible says He's going to settle, He's going to make it right.
Amen.
And, it's appointed unto men once to die, but what? After that, the judgment. And then we have as Christians, because we're believers, because of the resurrection, we have the assurance that our bodies and our loved ones be resurrected from the dead. Isn't that hope? John 14, 19, Jesus said, "Because I live, ye shall live also." We have, as Christians, the assurance that these old bodies that wear out, amen? But we're just one day closer to heaven, brother. Amen. I need a new body. One day I'm going to have it. This old body's wearing out. The Bible says He's going to change these decaying bodies of ours, that they'll be fashioned unto like His own glorious body. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? Jonathan, thank God for that hope. Captain Zimvicki, his mother, she's gone to heaven now. She's got a new body. We're going to have a glorified body. We don't know all about it, but the Bible does say it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know. Thank God for those things that we know. But we do know that does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, when Jesus shall appear, we'll be like Him. And we'll see Him as He is. We're going to be changed. Thank God for that wonderful truth. That wonderful truth. I'm going to live forever.
Amen.
I'm going to die no never. We was talking about that in the Sunday school lesson this morning. Who is it that sings that song? About to think, oh God, I'm going to die forever. I heard that, you know how a song will just get in your ears, you know, just keeps on.
Stays
there. You have it all day. But anyway, what a truth. What a truth. We talked this morning about Lazarus, the I am's of the Bible. Aren't you glad He didn't say I was or I will be? He said, I am. Whoever lives in present Christ is with us. If you're not a Christian, you're missing the greatest blessing, the greatest joy that it could ever be. It's wonderful to be a Christian. It's glorious. It's super. Thank God for that this morning. I'm guaranteed I'll be raised from the grave unless the rapture takes place before my death. Paul, he said, the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Paul believed that. Simon Peter believed that. Because he lived. And then, because he lives, we have the promise that He will come again.
Amen.
He's coming. He's promised. There's going to be a great getting up in the morning. Gone. The stone is rolled back. Gone, the tomb is empty. Gone, the set of the Father's side. Gone, over death triumph. Gone, sin is defeated. Gone. He lives forevermore. I tell you, this is a shout of grace. I tell you, this will put a spring in your step. This will put joy in your heart.
Amen.
Because Jesus is alive.
Amen.
He's alive today.
He's
alive and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. I wouldn't take anything. I'm a journey now.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
This morning, we dare not leave without giving an invitation, singing a song, inviting folks to come to Jesus, inviting folks if they don't have a relationship with Him. This is the most important time. Any service. I'm going to stand here before the Lord's Sunday table. Tim's going to lead us in what we call a hymn of invitation. The musicians are going to play. We're going to first pray. If you're here and you need to be saved, we invite you to come. We love to invite you. you don't have this Savior we talked about this morning. We just tried to lift up Jesus. That's the best thing I know to do. The preachers with the boast, brag on Jesus, huh? That's who we're talking about. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords, Supreme, throughout eternity. Great I Am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. I want to ask you this morning to stand and we'll pray together. Would you stand right now? Father in heaven, Jesus Christ, I just pray. We as Christians, first of all, just flood this altar. Fill this place up here for us. Just come and stand or kneel or whatever position we'd like this Sunday. Just to come to thank the Lord that He lives today. Help those, God, that today they're not sure that they die. Today they go to heaven. We heard that one of our classmates passed away, Herman Treadway. We hadn't heard that until it was told today. We've known him for many, many years. I remember down at Lighthouse Baptist Church. God, I pray, God, we'll realize how fragile life is, how sudden we could be taken out. I believe it was one of Bill Graham's team that would say, maybe your casket's in town. Maybe it's ready for you. We don't know. God, I pray today that people will do today what they'll be glad they did when they stand before you.
Yes.
And it's just turning from our sin, receiving Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, inviting Him in, asking, dear God, I know I've been wrong and I've sinned and I need Your forgiveness. You died for me on the cross. You promised to save me. I don't want to trust You. I do trust You now, Jesus. Forgive me. Come into my life. I mean it, Lord. Thank You for saving me. Lord, if we pray, prayer is something similar to it. I know, God, You'll be as good as Your word, and You'll save all that call upon You. We ask all these things now, Jesus, Your name. Amen. So now we say, Christians, come. Now, fill us all. Flood this all. Thank God for a living Savior. Let's do that. Let's do that. We hope you enjoyed this week's message, and if you will, you may share this video with a friend or family member. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision you'll ever make. It's just simple. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And C, confess Him as your Savior. And you can pray a prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. I need You. And You died for me on the cross and promised to save me. If I'd only trust You, I do trust You, Jesus. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Save my soul so I can go to heaven when I die. If you prayed that prayer, you can notify us. We have some materials we'd like to share with you and get you started right in your Christian faith. To learn more about our church, just again, visit us on the website, WindsCreekBaptist.org, and don't forget to check back with us next Sunday for the message of the hour. God bless.